There's such a sense of expectation in the room this morning. I don't know if you guys can feel it, like this energy of what's God going to do. And I really believe that God is going to heal some people in just a little while. And if you need healing in your body, I just encourage you to just stir your faith and expectation. We're going to pray for people in just a little while. But I first want to interview someone who's got an amazing story of God breaking in and bringing healing to her body. So if you can join me in welcoming up Lisa. Where's Lisa gone? Let's welcome Lisa, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hello.
Lisa, I know that not so long ago you had a problem with your knee. Why don't you tell everyone what happened?
I like to think of myself as a gymnast of the skies. I'm actually just a trampolinist. Sounds much more exotic when you say it like that. And I've been training really hard because I'm trying to get back into competing nationally. And so I've been training full pelt, into myself for a competition, really excited about it. And then I got injured. I tore my ACL, which is your anterior cruciate ligament, I think, but correct me if I'm wrong. thank you. And inflamed some bursas as well. And it was really painful to walk on and do anything on, actually.
You told me that you would normally wear heels to work and you had to have a week of flats.
Yeah, everyone in the office thought I'd lost like a foot or something. And I was like, no, honestly, I'm just in flat shoes today. It's all right, guys, don't panic.
So you're in quite a lot of pain and you couldn't train.
I stopped training and was expecting to be out for like 6 months. So I went on a night out with the lovely Johanna. And we were literally at a gig, having a really nice time, driving home, and we started chatting about it. And she literally just leans over mid-conversation and goes like, I'll be healed in the name of Jesus. And I laughed it off and we carried on. I'm not even sure you can call that a healing prayer, can you? So I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh, this is nice. I've got bendy knees. And I go to training thinking nothing of it, expecting to be there as a coach and nothing more. But as I'm stood there, I'm like, no, do you know what? This feels really good. So I get on and absolutely fine. Like, completely fine. It was incredible. I guess I was healed, like.
No pain at all.
No pain.
It's amazing. Come on. So good. So good.
So my coach says to me, and I remember it so well because of the word he uses, and my coach looks at me and he says, you've made a miraculous recovery. And I was like, yeah, thanks, man. Good job, Jesus.
Amazing. So, so good. And you competed?
I competed and I was second in my first national competition.
Yeah, amazing. So cool. Come on. And Lisa, I know that God taught you just a couple of things through it. Why don't you share quickly what he taught you?
Yeah, so firstly, and I guess I should have realised before, but I didn't really. We have a God who heals. that's really
good revelation.
Cool.
That's good.
And secondly, and I think really importantly, I really want to encourage people with this story. Because like I said, it wasn't really a healing prayer. She literally just went, be healed. And it was. I feel like a lot of people are scared to step out and pray for people because they're scared that they haven't got enough theological understanding or, you can't write a sonnet with your prayers. Your words are always enough. Like, actually, you pray from the heart. And if you pray with that more than you pray with your tongue, God's there. He's totally in that. And he's got you and he's going to carry you through that. And I think that's really cool. So people should step out and pray, guys.
Great. Let's thank God. Thanks, Lisa, so much. It's so good.